The FAA is to study general aviation airports, part 2. No Air Force at the Paris Air Show. And meet Garmin's new all-digital radar altimeter. This is Aero News for Thursday, February 14th, 2013. Remember, guys, it's Valentine's Day. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA is beginning the second phase of its general aviation study issued last spring, called General Aviation Airports a National Asset, to further define the role of general aviation airports. In the original study, the FAA captured the critical and diverse roles of the nation's 2,952 general aviation airports, which resulted in four new categories: national, regional, local, and basic. However, while completing the study, the FAA learned that more than 497 airports did not clearly fit into any one of those categories. Therefore, the agency committed to resume its work with airport sponsors, state aeronautic divisions, and industry to gather additional information on these airports. The first study revealed the many functions the majority of general aviation airports provide, such as medical, search and rescue, disaster relief, aerial firefighting, law enforcement, remote community access, commercial and industrial activity, flight instruction, and air cargo. Now, the FAA, working with its state partners, the individual airport, and the general aviation community, hopes to better define an appropriate category for those other 497-plus airports. The FAA anticipates issuing an addendum to the study in December with its new information. We've already heard from the U.S. Navy that sequestration, if it happens, could cut the second half of the 2013 Blue Angels show schedule. Now, the Air Force says that among the items on its sequestration chopping block is participation in the Paris Air Show. And it's not just Paris. Air Force spokeswoman Tanya Rakastner said in a report appearing in the French news service AFP, quote, aircraft participation in air shows would be canceled, end quote. The United States Air Force has been a constant presence at exhibitions such as the Le Bourget Show, as well as the Royal International Air Tattoo in the UK. The Paris Air Show alternates years with the Farnborough Air Show in Britain, and has recently drawn as many as 145,000 people. The cuts in the Air Force budget are expected to amount to $12.4 billion and could cost some 180,000 civilian employees their jobs. The Paris Air Show is scheduled this year to run from June 17th to the 23rd. Garmin has introduced the GRA5500, a high-performance all-digital radar altimeter for transport category, helicopter, business, and general aviation aircraft. Using patent-pending digital signal processing technology, the GRA5500 works to provide smooth altitude tracking, resulting in a consistent and highly accurate altitude above ground indication, even over the most challenging environments like rough terrain, tree canopies, sand, and choppy water. Patent-pending technology in the GRA5500 incorporates built-in self-test monitors that continuously cross-check the data and system integrity, assuring the pilot of an accurate measurement of the height above ground. This technology also provides for a simpler installation with easy calibration and eliminates the requirement for long lengths of antenna cables that are traditionally required in the installation of radar altimeters. A number of aircraft manufacturers have already selected the GRA5500 as standard equipment on new aircraft. The GRA5500 has received the FAA's Technical Standard Order, or TSO, authorization and is available immediately at $13,995. Antenna sold separately. Following the launch of the United Arab Emirates branch of the Airline Owners and Pilots Association at last year's Abu Dhabi Air Expo, the president of AOPA UAE has invited representatives from international AOPA branches to attend a workshop dedicated to discussing and debating general aviation issues in the region. The meeting, the first of its kind, will run parallel to this year's Abu Dhabi Air Expo and will take place at the Gulf Center for Aviation Studies, Al Batin Executive Airport, on March the 6th. More and more people are embracing general aviation in the UAE, resulting in the need to find creative solutions that enable pilots of aircraft ranging from LSA up to business jets and helicopters to exercise the privileges of their licenses. It is anticipated that up to 30 representatives from AOPA USA, IAOPS, AOPA United Kingdom, AOPA Germany, and AOPA France will meet with their colleagues in the United Arab Emirates during the one-day event to share knowledge and debate a variety of topics, including airspace regulations, aerial non-commercial operations, certification and maintenance issues, and pilot licensing. AOPA members will also be able to maximize their time by attending the Air Expo exhibition, the Middle East's only dedicated general aviation event. When Aero News continues, your iOS device is now a cockpit voice recorder. British Airways flight attendants stage a scene from Animal House in flight. And how do you say Photoshop in Farsi?
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, Valentine's Day. I'm Glenn Moyer. Aviation headset manufacturer Lightspeed Aviation has released FlightLink 1.2, an upgrade to its free app that turns iPads, iPhones, and iPod touches into cockpit voice recorders. The new version includes a file compression feature that makes audio files both smaller and compatible with a wider variety of audio management software. Launched at EAA's AirVenture 2012, FlightLink captures all communications through the intercom and makes them available for instant playback and permanent archiving. The entire flight can be recorded and saved for future uses, including post-flight debrief and pilot training. FlightLink version 1.2 allows users to compress recordings into M4A files. This file format is approximately 3 times smaller than the native CAF file, significantly reducing the space required for storage. M4A files can be stored in the iTunes library. FlightLink 1.2 is available at Apple's App Store. British Airways officials are investigating an incident in which a group of off-duty flight attendants reportedly caused quite a scene in the First and Club premium cabins while on a flight from London to Washington, D.C. The flight attendants were reportedly traveling to the U.S. on January 26th to join other British Airways flights, according to a report appearing in the U.K. newspaper The Sun. Passengers, who had paid handsomely, by the way, for their front-of-the-airplane tickets, said the off-duty crew was consuming large quantities of alcohol, kissing, engaging in, quote, heavy petting, end quote, and shouting like spoiled brats during the flight. When told by an on-duty flight attendant that they were cut off from alcohol for the remainder of the flight, they reportedly caused a scene, running in the aisles and tripping over other passengers. Through a spokesman, BA issued an apology to passengers on the flight, who said the incident was under investigation and that the airline would take, quote, any appropriate action, end quote. Well, in an ongoing effort to convince people that the Qahar F-313 is actually an operational system, Iran's state news agency released photos of the airplane that seemed to show it flying over Damavand Mountain, but on closer examination, the image is a fake. The French news service France 24 reports that the photo was published in Quds News, which largely reports news from the southwest province of Khuzestan. The image was recognized as a fake almost immediately by Iranians who saw the photo online. The airplane is shown in exactly the same orientation as when it was sitting inside a hangar for its grand unveiling last week, making it rather obvious that the airplane was placed into a picture of the mountain using image manipulation software. While independent analysts say that the aircraft is far too small to have the advanced capabilities claimed by the Iranian military, officials there say that the airplane is real and comments to the contrary are, quote, enemy propaganda, end quote. Ah, yes, how we all long for the good old days of the Cold War. Oh, and in case you don't want to be the victim of enemy propaganda, remember, it's not too late to grab a dozen roses or maybe a box of chocolates. Remember, it is Valentine's Day. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.